All right, I got a letter from a listener that I wanted to run by you because I'm really curious what you think about this.
Okay,
this is a listener message that we got. It's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, for context, she's 25 years old. She didn't want to give her name, which is so interesting because it's like, it's not like we're going to go out and find her. Like if she just put a name on there, like Lisa, Amanda, it doesn't really matter. But she didn't want to give her name. So here's what she said. She makes, 25 years old, makes $80,000 a year. She's single. She owns a house. She's paid off her student loans and paid off her car, etc. She said, one huge thing for me in looking for a significant other is finances,
mm-hmm.
which is clear because if she makes $80,000 a year at 25 years old, owns a house, paid off her loans, she obviously is very financially stable and financially responsible. And by the way, when I was 25 years old, if I had $5 in my wallet at any given moment, I was like, I'm rich. I got to go spend this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't lose it. It was like either lose it or spend it, one or the other. So she says this, specifically, I want someone to be on a similar ground as I am in terms of how much money they make and how much debt they have. She said, I'm finding it very difficult to find somebody like this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can't put on your dating profile, quote, person must make X amount of money, or you can't bring that up casually in a conversation without sounding stuck up.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I use context clues like to try to figure out what someone's financial situation is. Like she doesn't come out and say like, so much money you got. She'll say something like, so are you the kind of guy who saves money or spends it? Like she finds a way to ask the question without being too obnoxious about it. But here's what she says. She says, you don't typically discuss this with a potential partner until several months of dating. Several months. She said, my question to you guys is this. I mean, am I stuck up for making this requirement? If not, is there a tactful way to discuss finances early in the dating stages to prevent wasting time, and are her expectations unreasonable? That's what she wants to know from us.
Yeah, I think you're letting a lot of guys go because you worry about finances. It could be the greatest guy in the world, just not good with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could find somebody cheap as hell like me and you would write me off in 2 seconds, but I'm a good guy. But you're going to go with the other guy who has money and he's a dick. So I don't think you even bring that up. That shouldn't even come into play until you've been dating a few months.
But why are the choices? If he has money, he's a dick. And if he's poor, he's a nice guy. No, how about a nice guy with money?
Good luck.
But of course they're out there.
They're out there.
She's not asking for a billionaire. She wants somebody. Look, asking somebody who makes $80,000 a year. That's not like she's not asking for somebody who drives a Bentley.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying you can't base a guy on that first because you're gonna either not go with the guy that doesn't make any money because he doesn't make any money, but he could have been your perfect guy. I don't think that should come into play.
No, but her perfect guy makes money. Her perfect guy is financially responsible like she is. Her perfect guy doesn't have debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's her perfect guy.
Yeah, well, then good luck. Then put it on your profile. You got to make X amount of money a year.
Well, no, I think you can't put it on your profile. You can't put it out there, but I think you can certainly ask early on, what's your 5-year plan? You know, and usually with guys, when they tell you their 5-year plan, it's never, well, I hope to learn how to sail. And maybe one day I want to go to Disneyland. It's always job oriented. It's like, well, I'm working in this area right now. I want to be a manager by then, you know, whatever. You find out very quickly what the guy does for a living and what his financial goals are in his industry.
I think that that's funny now because what's your 5-year plan now? I want to be alive in 5 years.
Right. To not die of COVID.
It's completely different now than it was 4 years ago. Years ago, you could actually look forward to 5 years. Now, you know, with the climate and everything else, it might not be here.
Right. See, I don't think she's a stuck up. I don't think she's being stuck up. She's not a stuck up B word, as she puts it. by wanting a guy that has the same attitude about money that she does. Because she's not really saying that she wants a rich guy. She's saying she wants a guy that has the same attitude that she does about finances, about debt. You know, one of the biggest problems people have in relationships, as you know, is money. And it's not having money or not having money. It's attitudes about money. You know, the good thing about my boyfriend and I is that we both don't care about money, which is great because we don't have any.
Right.
But it doesn't, we don't have any money, but it also does not affect our lives and relationship. We've got a great relationship and we have never in 10 years together ever had a conversation about what we're going to do. Oh my God, how are we going to be able to afford this? We have never had that conversation because we're both happy living how we live. Neither one of us wants a lot. Like, we're fine. You know, we don't really have those kind of goals. But then there's people like this 25-year-old girl who at 25 is already making $80,000 a year and I have student loans. Mm-hmm. I'm not 25. I still have my student loans. Okay. So I think it comes down to attitude and substitute money for parents, like being a parent. How do you want to parent? Do you want to have kids? Do you not want to have kids? You have to be on the same page as the other person without any judgment. You know, like I always knew I didn't want children. So I knew that when I met a guy who wanted kids, I would say to him, I'm not the girl for you. You know, and I'd let them go, let them off into the world to go find the woman that was going to give them babies because it was never going to be me. So I'm not anti-child. I just knew I was never going to want to be a mom.
But
what I'm saying?
I don't think money's that big of an issue because the more money I make, I have just bigger problems. It's like the song.
Are you saying mo money, mo problems?
it's not that I have more problems. It's I buy other things that I wouldn't buy that if I didn't have money. So the happiest time in our life as far as money is when I was making $37,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just figured out how to live on that.
Right.
You know, as we lived for a long time on that and thought that that was great money. And back then, it still wasn't great money, but we were fine. But then you go and you make a lot of money and I don't know, it still doesn't go anywhere.
But when you were making $37,000, you didn't have a woman in your life that was like, that's not enough money. How are we going to live on this?
Oh,
what's
yes,
going
I did.
On? Well, okay. Well, that's what I meant was you survived it somehow. She didn't leave you because you were only making $37,000 a year is my point.
And that was, a double raise from what I was making before that. I went instantly from $15,000 to $37,000 from job to job. I thought I was the king of the world.
Yeah, you can't fall in love with someone in radio. That's my advice to you. That's the first thing. I should tell her, like, when you go on Tinder or wherever she's looking for guys, Bumble, if it says he's in radio, swipe left.
Yeah. You know,
do not swipe right on anybody in radio.
Even TV. If they're in TV, let's say, like, local news or local TV stations, they don't make jack shit either.
Right. So,
anybody, media, just move past.
Right. She's a serious girl. That's the thing. At 25, she's pretty serious. At 25, I just was hoping to wake up in a bed that wasn't full of like jelly beans and cat hair. You know what I mean? I was just like, I hope the guy whose house I went home to, I'm not waking up. He's not going to murder me. Mm-hmm. Like that was my biggest problem at 25. You know, whereas she has a job and a life and she's like, we were talking earlier about Kylie Jenner. She's Kylie Jenner. She's 25 and she's making a lot of money and she doesn't have a more. She owns a house. I mean, who owns a house at 25?
And there's not many people. You got to find that special person that can live like that, because there's not a lot of 25-year-olds that have a bank account and have money and own a car and things like that. So you got to find that special somebody, because at 25, I didn't have money. My kids don't have money.
Yeah. One of my best friends just turned 30. She had her 30th birthday on Monday. And up until she has a job now, she's actually on television in her local market. She's the traffic reporter on her local television station, which is really cool. And she's really good at it. But up until that, like 3 years ago, she was living at home. Mm-hmm. She was living with her parents. So I don't like 25 is a weird age. Like right now there are people that are living back home at 25 and there's people like our listener who is 25 and out on her own and taking care of herself, which is amazing. But yeah,
good luck finding a 25-year-old guy that feels that same way. There's not many of them.
There's probably not many of them, but if she's out there, he's out there. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a guy out there. And my guess is if I were her, I'd probably go for somebody that was a little bit older. You know, don't go. And if you can find a 25-year-old that's on the same page as you, girl, mm-hmm. go for it. But my guess is that the men that she's going to have to raise the age of. So when you go on, since you don't really know, when you go on these dating apps and whatever, you tell it the age range of what you're interested in.
Mm.
So she may have, 24 to 30. I say raise it to 34.
56. Get a guy that's like 40. Then he kind of has his life kind of figured out by that time. So that's the only way you're going to find a guy. You're not going to find a 25-year-old that doesn't sit around the house and smoke pot all day.
Why stop there? Go to like 90. Go to 90.
Yeah, screw it.
Yeah, 90 and has a mansion.
90, they got it figured out by then.
Right, exactly. They have all their money. Just make sure you're in the will.